That guy was a dog catcher, see? And when he got out of his pickup and started creeping toward me with a butterfly net, I began to suspect that I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Hold still, doggy. Just two more steps and I'll take you for a little ride. Who did he think he was talking to? I mean, how dumb would you have to be to fall for that hold still doggy business? I showed him a few fangs and gave him a growl. And fellers, he dropped that butterfly net and flew back into the pickup. Mobile 3 to City Hall. Larry, he attacked me. Almost got my leg. For gosh sake, send some police in the ambulance. This mutt's got hydrophobia, I ain't kidding. It occurred to me that I had better make a run for the high and lonesome. I could have gone back into the yard, but I didn't want to cause trouble for Maggie. Not after she'd been so nice and fixed me that special supper. I headed down the alley. I was still feeling a little weak, don't you see? And my back end didn't follow my front end. By this time, the dog catcher was perched on the cab of his pickup, talking on the radio. Mobile 3 to City Hall. Suspect is proceeding south, and holy cow, Larry, he's got the blind staggers. Better tell him to seal off the whole south end of town, Larry. I mean, he's out of his head and extremely dangerous. I can hear the sirens now. Three or four of them moving down Main Street. I started running. The darn bubbles were still coming out of my mouth. What the heck had brought on all the bubbles? I'd had indigestion before. Ate some aged mutton with a bunch of coyotes one time, and it sure made me sick. But I'd never made bubbles or foamed at the mouth. I looked up ahead and saw a police car in the alley, so I veered off to the left and started across a vacant lot. But there was a fire truck coming straight at me. I wheeled around and ran back to the alley, figured I'd leap over a fence and vanish in somebody's backyard. But my leaper was out of commission, too weak in the knees. I was trapped against the fence, surrounded by police with guns and firemen with axes and the dog catcher with his net. They were closing in on me. I heard a sound on the fence above me. I looked around and saw that same fat yeller cat with her kittens.
You see, children, the chickens have come home to roost. Crime never pays if you're dumb enough to get caught. Let this be a lesson to you.
On a better day, I might have given them cats a few more lessons. But with the Department of Defense closing in on me, I just didn't have the time.